Hare Krishna. Today is Tuesday, 7th May 2013. We'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, text number 7. So please repeat with me. Shudra Yusham Nanam Anga.
Shudra Yusham Nanam Anga.
Shudra Yusham Nanam Anga.
Shudra Yusham Nanam Anga.
Martya Nam Ritam Ichitam.
Martya Nam Krit.
Martya Nam Ritam Ichatam
Michitam
Iho Pahuto Bhagavan
Iho Pahuto Bhagavan
Iho Pahuto Bhagavan
Iho Pahuto Bhagavan
Mrityo Shamitra Karmani
Mrityo Shamitra Karmani
Mrityo Shamitra Karmani
Mrityo Shamitra Karmani
Kshudra
Shudra
Very small
Very small
Ayusham
Ayusham
Of the duration of life
Of the duration of life
Nranam
Nranam
Of the human beings
Of the human beings
Anga
Anga
O Suta Goswami
O Suta Goswami
Martyanam
Martyanam
Of those who are sure to meet death
Of those who are sure to meet death.
Ritam.
Ritam.
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Ichchatam.
Ichchatam.
Of those who desire it.
Of those who desire it.
Iha.
Iha.
Herein.
Herein.
Upahuta.
Upahuta.
Called for being present.
Called for being present.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Representing the Lord.
Representing the Lord.
Mrityuhu.
Mrityuhu.
The controller of death.
The controller of death.
Yamraj.
Yamraj.
Shamitra.
Shamitra.
Suppressing.
Suppressing.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Performances.
Performances.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Suta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death Yamraj. Please repeat. O Suta Goswami.
O Suta Goswami.
There are those amongst men.
There are those amongst men.
Who desire freedom from death.
Who desire freedom from death.
And get eternal life.
And get eternal life.
They escape.
They escape
the slaughtering process.
The slaughtering process
by calling the controller of death.
By calling the controller of death.
Yamraj.
Yamraj.
Purport. The living entity, as he develops from lower animal life to a higher human being, and gradually to higher intelligence, becomes anxious to get free from the clutches of death. Modern scientists try to avoid death by physiochemical advancement of knowledge. But alas, the controller of death, Yamraj, is so cruel that he does not spare even the very life of the scientist himself. The scientist who puts forward the theory of stopping death by advancement of scientific knowledge becomes himself a victim of death when he is called by Yamraj. What to speak of stopping death? No one can enhance the short period of life even by a fraction of a moment. The only hope of suspending the cruel slaughtering process of Yamraj is to call him to hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. Yamraj is a great devotee of the Lord and he likes to be invited to kirtans and sacrifices by the pure devotees who are constantly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus the great sages headed by Shaunaka and others invited Yamraj to attend the sacrificial performance performed at Naimisharanya. This was good for those who did not want to die. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमां विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताक स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमां विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। क्षुद्रायुषाम नृणाम अंग मर्त्यानाम ऋतम इच्छताम इहोपहूतो भगवान मृत्योषामित्र कर्मणि। ओ सूत गोस्वामी, देर आर दोज अमंग्स मेन हु डिजायर फ्रीडम फ्रॉम डेथ एंड गेट इटर्नल लाइफ। दे एस्केप द स्लॉटरिंग प्रोसेस बाय कॉलिंग द कंट्रोलर ऑफ डेथ यमराज। शौनक ऋषि इज आस्किंग क्वेश्चंस ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द सेजेस हु वर असेंबल्ड एट नैमिषारण्य। So when they heard from Suta Goswami about Parikshit Maharaj, they wanted to know more, you know. So he's asking very intelligent questions, you know, because these sages are not some ordinary people. So naturally they are passing on the question chits to Shaunaka Rishi, which are again, number one, very intelligent. And more important than that, they are all for the benefit of the masses, you know, for Jana Kalyana, as they say. So that everybody reads this, hears this, and then gets benefit from that. So here he is saying that our life is kshudra, very small, you know, 100 years is nothing. In the whole cosmos, you know, 100 years is nothing. But for us, it's a long life, right? Somebody lives for 100 years, there's garlands are given and, you know, so many, everybody starts glorifying. But very few live even up to that. Very few, some small percentage live up to 100. Most people just, you know, don't even live that long. And then, so he's saying that, and that's true, that nobody wants to die. Except the person, I mean, I wouldn't say nobody, most of the people don't want to die. People who are in trouble, you know, who are burdened, having disease, a chronic disease, and, you know, they want to die. But other than that, especially those who are in a good situation today, they don't want to die. They you know, want to prolong their life as much as possible. So what they do? They even don't know how to stop this. Some know, the devotees know, you know. Devotee knows that, I am eternal anyway, I am not going to die. And this body I am not bothered about. This body has been given to serve Krishna. So as long as I get some body, you know, devotee is not even saying I want a spiritual body or a wonderful body or a handsome or a beautiful body, some body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came as his own, Krishna comes as his own devotee, he says that I don't mind getting born anywhere, you know, anywhere in whatever situation. Just make sure that wherever I am born, I continue to serve you. I get an opportunity to serve you. I'm not bothered about, you know, even if I'm born as a worm in the stool, I'm okay, as long as I can serve. So that's the mood of a devotee. Like Janak Maharaj, you know, he's going by Pushpak Viman to the higher planets, you know, Krishna, Goloka, Vrindavan. And then on the way, the plane is going over hell, some portion of the hell. And he sees down and he says, stop. and he wants to know what's going on there because he saw all these horrible things, tortures going on there. And he was told that all these people are suffering their sinful reactions. So he immediately prays that I am ready to give up all my sukruti, all my pious punya, if some of them can get released from there, you know. So that's the mood of a devotee. And Yamraj, although he is controller of death, but still he knows that he is not actually the controller. He is just executing the will of the Lord. And that is why, you know, he had a desire. Because what happens when you are a controller of anything, then you don't get a chance to become a servitor, you know, because you are controlling. Like a owner of a factory, you know, he hardly goes on to the machines and, you know, starts working on them. He has got people doing it. So Yamaraj has got his Yamadutas, very powerful Yamadutas, and they don't allow him. Actually, he is not there. People say that, oh, Yamaraj comes. He doesn't come himself. I told last time also that he just sends his Yamadutas. Only for some special cases he goes himself, you know. And now, he himself wanted to be little different, you know, like he wanted to lead a life like a normal human being, where he can see everything. So his desire was fulfilled and he was given a, you know, casual leave, you can say. And he was sent as Vidura, Mahatma Vidura. Because in the body of Vidura, he could see, lead a normal life, you know. Born from a Shudra, maid servant. So starts from there, you know, from a very low beginning. And then, of course, he's got special mercy. But he wanted to lead that life and that's why he does it. Same way, Krishna comes to this planet as an ordinary human being because he wants to enjoy how a human being also lives, how he feels, how he wills. And that's how, and then when he wanted to be enjoy the mood of a devotee, he comes as a devotee. And then he also wanted to enjoy the separation, the mood of separation, the pangs, the anxieties, the happiness, the enjoyment of that. So he comes as in the combined form of Radharani and devotee. So Radharani, of course, is the highest devotee. So we see that if we call for Yamaraj, like Prabhupada gives in the purport, he says, Yamaraj, you should invite him for kirtan. And just I was listening to a class and it says that Maharaj says that Yamaraj wants to dance with the devotees, you know, in the kirtan. So, and that is why devotees are not afraid of him, you know. Who will be afraid of a person who will come and dance with you? So he's very choosy, you know. He has been given that authority to punish the miscreants, punish the sinners. And then for ordinary people, like, you know, who are doing papa and punya and everything all the time, when they go to for the judgment, then he calls for Chitragupta, and Chitragupta gives the account. And then we saw few days back that how a person wanted to live forever and then how he left his body in presence of all this great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, and then he left his body in the office of Chitragupta. So there are so many examples like that we cannot escape. Sometime, you know, and Prabhupada is very heavy on the scientist. He says, you are trying to save somebody, you are planning so many things, but the thing is that you yourself are not sure. No scientist can say that, yes, he is never going to die. There is an interesting incident I will share with you. This was in sometimes in 70s, I think. 70s, yes. And I just joined. I remember in the very first couple of weeks we heard this, I mean read this. There was a scientist in Sri Lanka, Colombo. And he was head of a group called rationalist group, you know, rationalist. They called that, they don't accept anything. I was one of them, you know, I mean, once upon a time I was also so-called rationalist. Try to see things by logic. And ultimately, of course, I found the perfect logic. So that's why I'm here. But this scientist, you know, he read some, he wrote something about religion and, you know, how it is bogus and how you should not do this and we should not surrender to anybody and this, what is this surrender? You know, he just gave a big devotion sort of article. And when some devotees saw that, they decided to take this scientist on, you know, they said, oh, this is too much, going too far. So they wrote a letter to him and presented evidence from the scriptures. They are not telling him something from their own thing, you know, they are telling up from the scriptures that how you are supposed to surrender. They talked about Bhagavad Gita and then different scriptures from Vedas and like. And that person, you know, kept on, and then the correspondence started, you know, that they will write and he will write back and he will deny everything and he will say, no, this is all blind faith and, you know, this is all sentimental and, you know, like that he was going on and on and on. But devotees were very patiently replying, but telling him the fact of life. And in the end, after all this, there was a small sentence, you know, one line conclusion of the whole thing. He says, Dr. So and so, I don't remember his name. He said, Dr. So and so, who had cancer, died of a heart attack. So, as Prabhupada says, you don't have control over your thing. You at least, even the way you are going to leave the body, you cannot decide. So, Lord, look at it. You know, cancer, we know that is lethal. It's fatal. You know, once you have cancer, a very rare chance of survival. And it was an advanced cancer. But he dies of a heart attack. Because that is what is written about him. That is what is decided about him. That's what his fate is. So we keep on doing things, thinking that, you know, we can control things and we can decide and I can decide where I want to, you know, go and things like that. Even that, a devotee can decide. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he was in America, 1977, and he suddenly called everybody and said, I have to go back to Vrindavan. Because from there he can't come here in the first place. So he says, take me to Vrindavan. And everybody said, no, Swamiji, no, Prabhupada, you have this program, that program. Prabhupada says, no, I have to go. And so they're wondering why. Because Prabhupada had a strong desire to leave his body in Vrindavan. And he knew exactly the time has come. You know, he told also some of them, he said that my time has come, and they could not accept it. But then we know that he left his body in Vrindavan, you know, he was there, and how he left his body is another whole nice description. So this is the point. Another small thing which I was hearing was that, you know, sometime nowadays, very few people, of course, you know, even in America or anywhere, very few people are interested even in keeping their good health, you know. In the real sense, because the way they live, they lead their life, it's not a healthy life, you know, the time, the way they work, overwork, don't get proper sleep, you know, eat at wrong times, wrong food and all that. There are some who are interested. So this is a story about a jogger, you know, the person who runs in the morning, you know, nice jogging pants and, you know, shoes, Reebok or whatever shoes, Nike, and then you jog, right? For what? So that you become, you remain healthy or you become healthier. That's the idea. Same like I told about the scientist. This person, you know, was told by, oh, you do this and you will be perfect. Your health will improve, and you know, so many things people talk about. Do this and that. And so this person started doing it, and I think on the very first week or second week, he had a massive heart attack while jogging, and you know, it just had to go. Just had to go. No escape. And so you are running away from Yamraj. And that's what Maharaj was telling. You are running away from Yamraj by jogging. You know, you're thinking, okay, let me jog and, you know, run away so that I can remain longer, healthier longer. And actually what is happening is, he says, you know, you are running towards Yamraj. You're not running away. You're forgetting that Yamraj is in front, he's not in the back. Yamraj does not chase you, he meets you. He meets you at the appropriate appointed time. Simple. He meets, or as I said, his representatives meet. And so we saw the case of Ajami. There are so many examples like that. The point is that we must be ready to go to serve. The only desire should be we should desire to serve Krishna continuously. That should not stop. That stops, that means you are dead. Till that time, whatever body you are alive. Of course, we are the spirit souls, but even in those bodies, we are alive because we are serving. So that's the magic. Okay. So I'd like to stop here. And if you have any question, comment, you can take that up. Thank you very much. श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय।